Thank you. The EU would like to thank the Chair Rapporteur for the extensive clarifications provided just now on the roadmap, on the proposed roadmap for 2025 and for the opportunity to comment. We welcome the Chair's initiative in line with the HRC decision to establish this roadmap. We are ready to engage with all stakeholders in this process, and in that regard, we value the role of the experts. Our understanding is that the intersessional consultation should complement and reinforce our work in the annual sessions by helping us in fostering mutual understanding and adding legal clarity to our discussions. With respect to the order of the articles, we would like to ask whether there is a specific reason to start the consultations in 2025 with the Article 6, because else we might also start with Articles 4, 5, and 7, trying to conclude them in the February sessions. On the calendar of meetings, we would also like to suggest considering to conclude discussions on Articles 4, 5, and 7 in the first round of consultations in February. We are conscious that the Chair Rapporteur may wish to provide sufficient time to complete the review of these articles before moving further. Nevertheless, we would hope that a single 2 days consultation could be enough to address them. This would allow finalizing the discussion on all articles by June. Subsequently, the August session could perhaps serve as a wrap-up meeting, and it would allow to have an overview of all thematic consultations that would have taken place and review all textual proposals submitted by the legal experts with options or possible solutions to the divergences identified during the 10th session. Regarding, so these are our preliminary thoughts, and we are also listening carefully to other delegations' views on these issues, and naturally we are in the hands of the Chair. Regarding the engagement of legal experts during the intersessional work, we would support maintaining a flexible approach so that the experts could contribute as and when needed, as judged by the Chair Rapporteur. This would protect their ability to provide substantive input and ensure the interactive nature of the discussions. Throughout the work, we highly value the role of experts as impartial and independent legal experts when providing legal analysis and advice on articles or issues. Having heard the Chair's explanation on the hybrid modalities just now and understanding the limitations, the EU would nevertheless like to highlight the importance of having hybrid modalities to ensure inclusive consultations for states, given that for many it will be impossible to ensure capital expert presence during all or any of the informal consultations. Similarly, in-person only participation would impose additional travel costs for the civil society, on many occasions limiting their ability to engage, while the participation of a diverse group of stakeholders, especially civil society and human rights defenders, would enrich this discussion. Thank you.